USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We now call it Spygate.
The Russia collusion investigation continues, President Trump calling it Spygate, and he's pressing the FBI to release documents because he believes a spy planted in his 2016 campaign.
Congress would like to see documents opened up. A lot of people are saying they had spies in my campaign.
A meeting scheduled for Thursday to discuss the alleged FBI informant, scheduled to attend House Intel Committee Chair Devin Nunes, Government Oversight Chair Trey Gowdy, Ed O'Callaghan from the Department of Justice, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats.
If they had spies in my campaign, that would be a disgrace. That would be one of the biggest insults that anyone's ever seen, and it would be very illegal.
And ahead of the Memorial Day holiday, the 30th annual Fleet Week getting underway with the patriotic parade of ships in New York Harbor. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Defense Secretary James Mattis speaking to the graduating cadets from the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. John Clemens with the story.
Mattis told the 983 graduating cadets he expects them to follow in the footsteps of giants.
I share this as a reminder of the legacy that is now entrusted to you, the warrior ethos and the fierce character you now inherit. As your own character will now have to stand. It will have to stand between us and some of the forces that would take our democracy and our liberty away.
Stand or be fined. In a unanimous vote, NFL CEOs decide to require all players to stand for the national anthem. If they want to protest, they can do it in the locker room or the team faces a penalty.
We've talked to tens, if not hundreds, of players.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
We think that we've come up with a balanced process here that will allow those players who feel that they can't stand for the anthem to stay in the locker room.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
We're working closely with our European partners, our Israeli partners, our Arab partners. We're well aware of the threat from Iran, and we're working to develop details under the strategy I laid out on Monday about how to respond to that.
On Capitol Hill, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran getting more and more involved in Syria. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
They have become more willing and more capable.
Just days after Secretary Pompeo threatened Iran with new sanctions if it doesn't change its policies, including when it comes to Syria, he told a House hearing that Iran is moving sophisticated weaponry into that war-torn country, trying to further destabilize the volatile Middle East.
The weapon systems that they have moved into Syria have become more capable. That is, their capacity to threaten the region, including Israel, has increased over those same 24, even 36 months now.
And Pompeo again defended in front of lawmakers the president's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal, arguing the Obama-era accord actually made it easier for Iran to secure a nuclear weapon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner now has a permanent security clearance.
If lava hits the geothermal plant, it means we lose 20% of our power for the island.
More trips to Hawaii being canceled as there's continued activity on the Big Island. Lava continues to gush out of the Kilauea volcano, the lava destroying homes and pouring into the ocean. This is USA Radio News.